Let's go. It's time to strike.
Cool. Are we on a mission?
Rumor is Katie has a little pill problem, and now she's missing school for rehab.
Wow, and we didn't even have to do anything.
We've been waiting patiently since Katie and Marisol backstabbed us, and now the useless cheerleader jock student council is ripe for the taking.
Guys, guys, until Katie gets back, I'm acting president. So take a number, and I will get to you.
This is going to be easier than I thought.
Yeah, well, Katie said that she'd ask Mr. Simpson about the uniforms.
Yeah. Well, she's not Katie, is she?
You're right about that. Marisol, you're clearly in way over your head, so Imogen and I would like to help. We have an idea for an era-defining end-of-semester event.
We do?
You know I'm social convener.
And we've had, what, zero dances, no movie nights? Remind me, has anything fun happened this year?
The coffee house?
An idea you stole from me.
Listen, Miss Know-It-All, since Vegas night and prom both ended in violence, Simpson has banned any more after-school events.
So your job has been pretty easy then.
And if you think I'm gonna play dead just because Katie's not here, girl, you're fooling yourself. Please remove this rich brat and her little sidekick from my face.
What?
Sorry,
what?
Ladies.
No. Oh, hey, let go. This is assault. I have lawyers.
Sorry I'm late, but I've got my article on the holiday food drive all set. Where's Katie?
She's dealing with some personal issues, so she's not going to be back until the end of the break. So I've decided to postpone the paper until then. Everybody enjoy your time off.
This is crazy. We're all just giving up because Katie's not here?
It's one less thing to do before the holidays.
But the holiday edition of the Degrassi Daily is like an institution. Think of how awesome it'd be to pull it off.
Claire? The team needs a break.
Then I'll do it myself.
Yeah? Every article? News, art, sports?
Sports?
Yeah. And then there's the opinion piece, layout, proofing, tear sheets.
Then maybe I'll just have to hire a whole new team.
By the end of the week.
Sure. I can do all that.
Okay. Okay. Good luck.
I can do all that.
So you had one minor setback.
Yeah, added to an entire semester of setbacks.
I wish I could offer something more than just moral support.
Thank you, Zen Master Goldsworthy. We'll think of something.
And in the meantime, maybe a little online shopping at lunchtime?
Oh, you always know how to make me feel better.
It's a gift. I'm Italian. Ciao.
What are you two gonna make out already?
Yeah, I wish. I mean, what? Shut up.
I was joking. Are you blushing?
No, I'm not. You're crazy.
Oh my God, you have a crush on her.
I set you and Imogen up, remember? I like her as a friend. And besides, she'd never return the feeling, so just drop it.
Well, this explains a lot.
This obviously goes in the vault.
A secret safe with me?
Good. I don't want my stupid crush getting in the way of taking Marisol down a notch or four.
Do you have anything up your sleeve?
She won't even talk to me.
Why don't you just go over her head?
See, you are good at this.
It's okay. Catch up. It's fine. Maya. Okay. Everyone, stop. Stop. What are you doing?
Just improvising a bit.
Well, you're distracting the others. Please, just follow the notes.
I learned the song when I was 6.
Well, then you should have no problem playing it at the holiday recital.
And being humiliated in the process.
Look, if you're not happy in this class, there's a time and a place to discuss that. We have 3 days to get this down. So please, fall in line or I'll have to dock marks. Okay, everybody, one more time from the top. And 1, 2, 3. Marisol has no right to exclude other students from decision-making.
She's the vice president. In the absence of the president, the vice takes over. She has the right.
To run student council like it's her own little clique? Isn't this supposed to be a democracy?
Look, I know you have your issues with Katie and Marisol, but in the spirit of the holidays, do you think maybe you could just try to get along?
Well, that's it. Imogen and I are trying to spread holiday spirit, but Marisol keeps locking us out of rooms.
Then how are you planning on doing this?
Well, we have a proposal for an end-of-semester holiday carnival.
Did Marisol mention the ban on after-school events?
Easy work, Grant. Classes let out early on Friday, so we can plan a fun-filled daytime carnival that the whole school can enjoy.
Oh, Fiona.
Think of the points it'll score with the student body. I'll put in my own money so we can keep ticket prices low, and it won't cost student council a thing. Please, sir.
And you think you can manage to pull this off by Friday?
I've planned a black tie gala on 2 hours' notice with my mom. It's kind of my thing.
An afternoon Degrassi-only event, and I want you to work out your differences with Marisol and plan it together.
I'd love to. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay. Missed the latest Mono a Mono with Dave and Adam? Podcast is available online. Check it out.
Hey, guys. I've been appointed the interim editor of the Degrassi Daily, and I was hoping to convince some of you to join my team. It's an easy extracurricular, and you can write about anything.
Isn't there already a newspaper staff?
They took an early holiday. I could use all the help I could get.
And why should we help you?
Mom? You here?
I can never find my passport.
You going somewhere?
I'm flying home for more accountant meetings. Oh, voila.
Are those tax people still punishing you for being good at fundraising?
With the money we give to charity, they should be thanking me. The lawyers say it'll be all over soon. I'll be back in a few days.
Okay, before you go, just listen. First semester's almost over, and I haven't done anything I set out to accomplish this year.
Well, it's never too late to start.
Exactly. So that's why I want to throw a school carnival to show everyone why I deserve a seat on student council. So I just need an advance on my trust fund so I can pay for the carnival rides.
It's not possible, sweetheart.
I'll pay you back the day I turn 18.
I'm sorry. You're just going to have to find another way to impress Degrassi that won't drain our savings.
I'm not draining anything. Why are you being so weird about this?
It's final, Fiona. The limo's waiting. I love you.
Ready?
Katie spent all day in rehab and needs a rest. Practice quietly?
Practice crescendi and diminuendi quietly? It kind of defeats the purpose, Dad.
Please, honey.
Fine.
excuse me. What's wrong?
Grade 9 band has been terrible. It's like I'm playing with a bunch of idle rejects.
That's what happens when you're so talented.
No, what happens when you're so talented is you get sent to an art school. But since I'm stuck at Degrassi, Katie's choice of school, I should at least be bumped into an older band.
Have you talked to Miss O?
She shouldn't take me seriously.
You giving her attitude?
Okay, so you'll have everything set up at Degrassi on Friday. Excellent. Yep, I'll have the deposit couriered over in the morning. Thanks.
Door's open. I brought paints, markers, stencils, and enough bristle board to cover the entire school. Please tell me what we're making signs for.
Okay, Simpson gave us the go-ahead to hold the holiday carnival.
A festival of frost?
No.
A frostival with cotton candy, pony rides, a carousel?
Sure, why not?
A Ferris wheel? Please. Oh, my God, please don't let me wake up and have this be a dream. You are the best.
Well, we have a lot of signs to make.
Damn, do we ever? We might be here all night.
Okay.
Well, well, well. You won Simpson over. Aren't you a hero?
I'm gonna need to take over student council for a little while.
And you're gonna pay for a parking lot full of carnival rides at $2 a ticket?
I'm coming in with a heavy subsidy.
Oh, of course, your only trick. Throwing mommy's money around. Have you ever had to work for anything? Seriously, if you weren't rich, who would you even be?
Shut up, Marisol.
Oh, and throwing money around to impress your little girlfriend.
Hey.
Pathetic.
Okay, that's it. Time out. Shoot, shoot,
ow,
shoot.
We're supposed
shoot.
To be working together.
Then go update the marquee and leave the rest of us.
Classic lockout.
Hey!
See how she likes it.
Hello? Open the door.
What? Oh, no, sorry. We're working.
Yeah.
Bye.
Miss?
Morning, Maya.
I was wondering if this would be the time or the place to talk.
Sure.
As you can probably tell, I've been frustrated in band class.
Yeah, your sarcastic commentary hasn't been appreciated.
I know, and I'm sorry. But I've heard the grade 11 band, and they're really good, so I was just wondering...
Look, I know you're talented, but right now, bumping you up is just not possible. Maybe next fall.
That's almost a year away. What am I supposed to do until then?
Maybe I can find you some more challenging projects. You could sit aside and study theory for the rest of the year.
So I wouldn't be playing with the band?
Well, I'll miss you, but if it'll make you happy...
When do I start?
It's nice. Maybe make those headlines bold.
Are you guys here for the newspaper?
You did mention easy extracurriculars, right?
Thank you so much for coming. What is that?
It's a mock-up of a newspaper from the late 19th century.
We're thinking a cool, old-school look for the holiday edition.
Very impressive. It's nice to know I have some friends I can count on.
What happened between you and Allie, anyway?
They hate each other since Allie kissed Jake or something.
And Jenna's best friends with Allie, and Allie's dating Dave. I think it's just gonna be the three of us.
Well, we need way more help.
Can't you just talk to Allie and work things out?
You saw for yourself. We're not exactly on speaking terms.
It's too bad we can't all be friends like we used to be.
The reaction achieved is A, mild, B, moderate, and C, vigorous.
Oh, compared to the one we got from Marisol, I'd say mild the best.
You know, this year would have been painful without you. I'm glad you're on my side. So was there any truth to what Marisol said?
I'm not gonna apologize for using my money.
No. I mean what she said about impressing me, which you are nailing, by the way.
I'd call that a vigorous reaction.
Oops, we need more reactant.
Imogen's quite impressed, I'd say. Sounds like she's holding that crush door wide open.
Yeah, very funny.
What? It could mean something.
Or it could just be Imogen being Imogen. Would you hate me if something happened?
She and I are better as friends. And all I know is that life is too short to wonder what if.
Well, all I know is that I want to buy her lots of nice things.
The carnival's a good start. By the way, I'm gonna need some of those tickets.
Really? I never pegged you for the carnival type? Bringing someone special, perhaps?
Yeah. No, I was being funny.
Thank you.
deciphering major scale notes.
Challenging yet fun.
Perfect.
Anything to say.
I was mad at you for kissing Jake, but I was a hypocrite. I blamed you and I let Jake off the hook. It wasn't fair.
Clara, do you have any idea what I was going through last summer?
You and Dave, you were fighting.
Dave cheated on me. He had sex with another girl and you called my problem pedestrian.
I didn't know.
And after I found out, I stupidly kissed Jake, but you were so self-obsessed, you never realized your best friend needed you. And now the only reason you're even apologizing is because you need help with the newspaper.
That's not true, Allie. I wish after all the years we've been best friends, you'd at least give me another chance.
I'll swim in the ocean.
Hey, Mom. I know you're busy, but I have happy things to tell you. I hope your boring work stuff is working out okay, too. Call me back. Love you.
My eyes gently open. I can't see the show. All the fear in my
I've already called 911.
Fiona, listen, there's no need to worry, all right?
Sure, Mom. Who are these people? What are they doing with my stuff?
Well, it's evidence there's been some issues with the foundation's finances.
Yeah, I know. My mom's been dealing with it in New York forever.
Well, you know, now the court thinks that they might have a case. Listen, your mom asked me to let them in.
But you're our lawyer. Can't you stop them?
The police have a warrant.
Okay, this is insane. I'm calling my mom.
Fiona, please. All right, your mom doesn't have a phone with her. The investigation has led to your mom's arrest. She's being questioned by police right now. She should be released by tonight, but just hang in there. Okay, hang in there until she calls you. Okay?
Look who we found.
Degrassi minions at your service. Thank you.
It'll be fun. It's about time you two buried your grudge.
Yeah, is it okay if I help too? You're not still mad at me, are you?
Oh, please. I got over that Casey thing ages ago, and Jake can see whoever he wants.
Jake and I are just friends. So where do we start?
I guess we'll start with assignments.
Leo.
I'll take sports.
Oh, dibs on music reviews.
I can take photos.
Great. Oh, who can cover theater? The Grundy nominations just came out. No? No one wants to cover theater.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone else is walking through that door, Claire.
Yeah, is there anyone else you still have to make up with?
Are you still looking for writers? You need someone to cover the arts, I'm your guy.
Perfect. Eli will cover the Grundy Awards.
The awards that snubbed my production of Love Roulette. Which was understandable, sure. Well, let's do this. If that's okay with you.
Of course. Yeah. In my home, taking our stuff. Mom, it was so scary.
I'm so sorry about that.
No, it's my fault.
I forged a foundation check to pay for the carnival rides. I'm so sorry.
Honey, the foundation is facing fraud charges that go way beyond a forged check.
But the foundation is you.
And I may have made a mess of things. I'm under house arrest.
But can't you do something about this? They're treating you like some kind of criminal.
Until the courts decide I'm not, all of our assets are frozen. Our cash, our investments, our trust funds.
So we have nothing?
We have our family.
But you're 500 miles away.
And you shouldn't be alone. So I've sent someone to keep you company.
Who? Dad? Declan?
Declan's on his way here. I've sent...
Fiona? Hello?
Perfect timing, as always.
Holly Jay? Still have my key.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
It's gonna be okay. Hey, Mrs. Coyne.
Hi, sweetheart. Holly Jay's going to help you get things organized before you come here.
Right, I might squeeze in a quick visit with my parents, too.
Mom, I can pack a weekend bag by myself.
It's gonna be a little bit longer than that.
What? Why?
Our family's in trouble, Fiona. I can't have you living in another city without a support system. I'm bringing you back to New York.
You're moving home.